talking to two of the deaneries. Our diocese has six deaneries, and there were two of them yesterday afternoon. And just on that very thing, in one of the deaneries, almost all of the priests are 70 or over. That gives you some idea. Mm-hmm. My concern here is for all of the people who are older and who have underlying conditions. But I see very particularly priests who are older men, and very significantly some younger men who have underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so concerned to keep everybody safe. I believe there are ways that we can do this. And I just want to say, I'm not speaking out of any sense of anxiety. I'm speaking out of a sense of determination. I was just listening to you there, you know, speaking about the numbers rising. That is true. And yet, I do have a strong sense that even with those numbers rising, we here in Ireland and we in Donegal, who are cut off from the major centres of population, have a real opportunity to use these restrictions and use them well and conscientiously, and we can and will beat this. I think the numbers, while they're sad and shocking, are pointing to Ireland dealing fairly well with this. But it has to be day by day. You know, I'd say to the people who are cocooning, people who are staying in their houses, once you're doing that, you have one thing to do. If anything comes in the door, as it will, from shops or food delivered or something, after you touch it, wash your hands. After that, you are totally safe and secure, as we want you to be. The Lord said, don't worry about tomorrow. Just do what you have to do today.
And we have to stay strong in that, don't we, Bishop? Because, yeah, you know, we've been at it for a little while now, for 4 or 5 days, but there are those that have been self-isolating for longer than that. There are some really, as you quite rightly point out, some positive indications that maybe we can buck a trend here and adjust the trajectory of this curve. But we should take comfort in that and redouble our efforts to follow all the rules and guidelines and not allow our minds to sort of relax on this, in other words. Not to worry or to stress or to be anxious, doing what we're doing well, because it's being proven, or is being proven, to be effective at this point.
It really is. Yeah, like there's those two things that you mentioned are two sides of the one coin. One is stressing and getting anxious, and the other is relaxing. It seems like as if they're opposites, but they're two sides of one coin. And the answer is really to stay in the moment. Stay in the moment, and simply, there are very simple things that have to be done. So simple. We just do those, and then we are at peace. And particularly older people who could worry about tomorrow and what will happen next week, if this or that or the other, blah, blah. Thing is, a few things, we do them now, and then we relax.